fire. How do you feel? Obviously, you're in IR at the end of the year. If you're where you at now, so you're back out on the field, you look normal.
What, Nick? I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't remember that. No, yeah, I feel great, man. It's it's one of those things that has needed to be fixed for a long time. I was really just putting Band-Aids on it for the last probably 4 years. Got the surgery, got it cleaned up. It's all healed up. I feel I'm strong again. Feel great.
What do you think of Bradley Chubb and seeing him out there at, 275 playing linebacker?
Yeah, he's a big kid, and he can run. So, he can get that speed and power going, and he's going to be a good addition.
Back to how you're feeling. You said it's been 4 years. We were just talking to Matt, who said he hasn't been able to put on strength since his sophomore year of college, just dealing with the hip thing. So for you, are you excited? I guess how excited are you about the idea of being healthy?
Oh, I mean, that's all you can really ask for in this league, man. It's so hard to stay healthy. So when you are healthy, it's a blessing, and you want to stay healthy. So, I'm excited to try to put a full season together, at my full potential, not have any setbacks. Last year it was the ankle, and then, as soon as the ankle got better, the neck started up. So it was one thing after another. So, getting those two things fixed up should be good.
Did you ever consider not doing a surgery and not having football without ever on the table?
No. Well, I wanted to get it done 2 years ago, but there wasn't enough science on it. They hadn't done enough studies to show how many cc's of stem cells you actually put on each facet. And, we didn't really know about the foramen that was, like, blocking that nerve. We didn't know about that yet. We just found that out. So, it was once we found that, I was like, yeah, it makes sense to go in there. Because you want to avoid doing an operation at all costs. But at this point, I was like, we got to do it. So, having a helmet on, oh, let's see how it feels after having a helmet on. But after 2 days, I don't even notice it.
Why was retirement not an option for you?
Would you stop doing what you love just because you were a little hurt? Exactly.
You were 5-11
last year. Why do you think things will be different this year? Why should Bronco fans think of things will be different?
Because I think we made the changes as far as the football team goes, putting players where they need to be. We got a whole new special teams, nothing against Brock, but we got a whole new attitude on our special teams. We got a new quarterback. Our offense has a leader now that's going to be out there. Not that Trevor wasn't a good leader, but we got somebody who's experienced and leading a football team. And you saw what kind of work he did in Minnesota, Case did. So you got somebody like that over there. You got the offensive line that's getting fixed up. It's just about the attitude. Last year it was a lot of, we felt like we were going into the same old thing. Defense was going to pick up a lot of the slack, this and that. But now it feels like we're all, our competition is great. It's not one-sided anymore.
What have you seen from DeMarcus Walker this offseason? Obviously last year he bounced in and out of your room. Now he's fully in your room. What have you seen from him?
Yeah, well, first thing, he's put on some weight. And his effort level is, way above where he was. Bill's pushing him and trying to make it better. He's trying to compete with everybody. He's not complacent. He's just trying to get better every day, and I'm proud of him.
Have you been briefed on what the owners did with the new anthem policy?
Yeah.
What do you think? Basically, stay in a locker room if you don't like it, I guess, or as a sign of protest, otherwise stand.
I mean, I think that's probably the best way to do it. The NBA's been doing that for 20 years and they haven't had an issue, right? So I think that, I'm going to stand for the national anthem. I think I've made that clear. So, whatever anybody else wants to do, that's their decision, and they have the right to their opinion. So they can do whatever they want as long as they stay in the locker room, I guess.
Yeah.
So, the players aren't getting fined. It's the team. And then if the team wants to fine the player, then that's up to them. But me, I'll be out there on the field just like I always am.
Why do you think that you mentioned it? The NFL had a problem, but the NBA didn't. Do you have any idea why that's the case?
I don't know, man. I think that there's so much of a spotlight on us as football players that, like the NBA, their faces are seen. You know what I mean? And, I really don't have a good answer for you for that. But, this is a gladiator sport, man, and, you got a lot of there's a bunch of savages out there playing football, man. It's not like – there are no fouls, it's not four fouls. You're out there grinding. It's in the trenches, man. It's a whole different, it's like a war out there every day, so it can't be, I don't know. I don't know why they make it such a big difference, you know? Why do they get paid so much more than we do? You know, why do they, why this, why that? It doesn't, who cares, man? All we can do is worry about ourselves and, you know, what's going on in our locker room.
Along those same lines, would you personally feel more comfortable being vocal about certain things if your contracts were fully guaranteed? Does that factor into it, you think?
This is America. We're allowed to speak our opinion. If you get fired because of your opinion, then I think that you have the right to a lawsuit. That's a wrongful termination, right? I think that, you know, in America, you're allowed to voice your opinion no matter what. And I do voice my opinion no matter what. I speak my mind, how I feel, and I'm truthful no matter what. I'm never just going to feed you guys bullshit, just to feed it to you. So.
Anything else for Derek?
Derek, what's it been like? What's it been like having Vaughn in the meeting room with Coach Kolar?
I think it's good for him. I think it's good for Vaughn to have somebody on his ass like that. You know, that's how. But you know, he just embrace. Vaughn's the kind of guy. He's going to embrace whatever comes at him. You know, he's not going to make a fuss about anything, and he's going to keep doing him. I've seen him play. He's practicing harder, and he's being a leader, and he's doing a great job.
I would have made it a point to say this draft class was premature. Have you seen enough of them yet to make that determination?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's no complaining. That's the one thing that you notice from an immature draft class is they complain a lot and whine and cry a lot, and, you know, there's none of that coming from this group.